Trenton Cranston with your first coach's show of the year. Sitting in with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. And coach, kind of took a step back last year after two really good years, had a lot of guys step into varsity roles that they hadn't yet. But what are you seeing from your guys in the offseason?
We've had a really good offseason. I think they've kind of went into the offseason with a little bit of chip on their shoulder from last year being 4-5. Not the standard that we like to be at here. So we got 26 guys on our team this year. I think 22 of them were really close or right at 100% attendance all through summer with our camps and weights and everything. And we got a lot of good work done while they were there.
And you have two seniors I really want to touch on. Aiden Unruh, who stepped in last year after trying to replace a lot of production, and then you have Charlie Waters playing both sides of the ball, one of the best linebackers. And have those two stepped up as leaders this year, being in their senior season?
Yeah, they have. Aiden did a great job stepping up as our starting tailback last year, missed being a 1,000-yard rusher by, I think, 18 yards. He's more of a lead-by-example kind of guy. He's always there, always doing the right things, probably harder on himself than anybody else. And then Charlie also he's always there doing the right things also, but he's probably a little more vocal of the two of them. Being a starter for multiple years and team-leading tackler for the last 2 years, when he talks, a lot of people listen. So those guys have been doing a great job, but it's not just them. We've got two other seniors, Everson Parker. Unfortunately, we lost him to an injury this summer, but he's still being a great leader in any way that he can. And then Dino Conti, also a multiple-year starter for us on both sides, has been a great leader for us as well throughout the offseason.
And the last couple of years, you've been in a district where you guys really had to travel a lot of distance. Got to feel better about your schedule this year, not having to go as far.
Yeah, the travel is probably definitely better. We get some of our league schools in our district, so not as much travel. But that being said, I think we're probably in one of the toughest districts in 1A when you put Centralia and Jackson Heights, both who came off really good seasons last year, who are expected to have really good seasons again this year. I think overall our district travel-wise is better, but it's definitely going to be tough.
Yeah, a good district for sure. And when we return here, we'll talk with Coach Trimble about their upcoming game this Friday at home against Sacred Heart. Back here on our locker room show, still sitting in with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, and they have a home game to open this year against a familiar opponent, Sacred Heart, a team that's been in their district the last 4 years. Coach, you split the matchups, 1-2, lost 2 against them. What does the fans need to know about this Sacred Heart team this year?
Yeah, this is going to be a good team coming in here week one. They got us last year. I think the two that we split, we lost 2 down there, and we got them both times they were here. Hopefully we can continue that this year. But I think there's some people around the community that are maybe a little excited. We don't have to play Centralia week one like we've done a lot of years in the past. But this is no team to sleep on. They've got a returning quarterback that's a preseason player to watch. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards the last 2 seasons. He's a really great player. He does a good job extending plays and getting out of the pocket and making us cover for a really long time. So we got to be able to get pressure on him. And then the tailback that they have stepping up this year was one of their best receivers last year, so he's going to be very athletic. And he also caused us a lot of problems on defense when we were trying to do some stuff in our run game. So it's not going to be that much of a step down from Centralia that I think some people maybe think that it might be, because it's a very good team coming here week one.
And you're lucky enough to have that game at home, and you had the Jamboree and everything last week. What are you looking specifically for your guys to do well and excel at on Friday night?
Last Friday, overall we felt pretty good about how the Jamboree went. We played with great effort. I thought we were probably one of the most physical teams there. flew around and got to the ball, and we were able to move the ball on offense and get some points. But that being said, we watched film Saturday, and we had a lot of things that needed cleaned up that you don't necessarily see watching it live, a lot of little things that can make us even better. So I told the kids after the Jamboree, it was a good night, but we're still sitting here with zero wins in the win column right now. So nothing to celebrate yet. We still had a lot of work to do. I think they embraced that this week, even having to go early morning practice all week with the heat. I felt like we had a good week of practice so far. We got one day left, but mainly just cleaning up a lot of that stuff that we saw at the Jamboree Friday, and I think they've done a good job of that.
All right, Coach, best of luck Friday, and make sure all your guys hydrate in this heat.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be important, so thank you.